Lucien would love to have sex with everyone from High School Musical. Even the guys.
Broadcasting live across the internet.
This is the final season of the JL Show.
Did you give me your home?
Okay. You know the last time she did that, I had 5 years. She said, can I have a euro? And I said, no, sorry, I don't have any money.
Okay.
What's that?
I'm... No, you can't. No, you actually have to... It's my maths keywords, okay?
Geometry.
I'm Luke. And you're Jimmy.
Yes, I am. Wait, I can see that myself.
And this is Jimmy and Luke Extra, the first edition of this special new podcast, which we'll record whenever we feel like it.
Some dick threw a jumper at him.
This is the first edition of Jimmy and Luke Extra. Today we're going to be discussing the motion picture release, The Hunger Games, which we both saw over the weekend, based on the books by Suzanne Collins, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm reading the book again.
You're reading the book again.
Because actually some bits I didn't remember from the book, like Foxface running towards the mine.
I remember something I didn't remember. It's the mine that I didn't remember that, and I didn't remember the whole second half. I read it the second time, but I kind of stopped halfway through.
Wasn't Rue supposed to die lying on the ground, not standing up and just go, and then fall over?
I don't know. I'm quite paranoid.
Yeah, the guy stabbed her while she was in the mesh, not throwed at her.
Yeah.
It looked kind of cool, that scene. He throws the spear and then the arrow pierces him just as spear as he can.
Yeah, I thought that she got to him first, but I didn't see the spear leaving his hand. But that's what the shaky camera angles do to my eyes.
You stupid, like in Chronicle,
I didn't even notice it with the spider because it was so shaky. In Chronicle, it wasn't that shaky because he was controlling it with his mind. So the camera was kind of floating around for a few seconds.
What happened to the spider?
I don't know, I didn't see it because I was too busy looking at the shaky camera. There was a bit where he kills the spider, he takes all his legs off and it goes flying in the air. I didn't see it, some guy told, like a friend told me about it. And then Dean kind of told me it wasn't there. Anyway, back to Le Gambongra, as I call it. That's not even what it's called in France. In France it's called...
I don't care.
In France it's called...
Back to the main thing.
In France it's called Le Gambonem. Anyway, so did you like the movie?
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked the movie.
I thought it was very good.
I didn't like the shaky camera angles, and I didn't like the...
You're the only person who gives a shit about that.
The bits where they were... All the critics... I'm the only person under the age of 45 who gives a shit about that. But that's because I have the film taste of a 45-year-old man. Except for High School Musical and the SpongeBob SquarePants movie, which are two of my favorite films of all time.
Lucien would love to have sex with everyone from High School Musical, even the guys.
You had to do that. Now we have to cut it all out.
No, we don't. You cut that out, I will kill you. I will murder you.
I probably won't bother. Anyway, so, I didn't like the ending. I thought the ending was a bit shit, but...
Yeah.
Just, it kind of ended too fast.
Yeah, it ended too fast. But straight from the game...
Straight to the it went from the games to the Caesar Fickerman show.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight to them arriving home.
What happened at the very end? Oh, they came home on the train,
didn't
they?
In the book, aren't they supposed to have been fighting and not actually be friends?
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing where they actually fall in love is just in the movie. That's not in the book. That's just because they're trying to turn it into Twiglets.
That's because you think they're trying to turn it into Twiglets.
No, but all the newspapers are saying it's
you
the Twiglets.
You'd like a sexual
but it's nothing
Twiglets
like Twiglets
as well.
It's nothing like Twiglets.
Where's the Twiglet DVD?
It's at home. I told you. You said you wouldn't give it back until
I
after.
I said I would, but you said you'd give it back today. Well, give it to me today.
When are you going
to
watch it?
On Friday.
And then you're not going to give it back
or
till
tomorrow.
After the
Because tomorrow or tonight. Because I have no study
well,
tonight.
I can't give it to you today.
Or tomorrow. I have no study tomorrow.
Just download it.
No.
I'll give it to you tomorrow. Can I just give you disc one? Because then I can watch disc two over the holidays if you don't give it back. You can keep it then for the holidays. Give it back afterwards if you have to.
I didn't actually see the whole movie. I only saw the bits I thought were good and the bits that were fighting.
Oh, you only watched it online, didn't you?
Yeah, I only watched the bits that were very good.
Well, did you see? You saw the bits, yeah. Yeah. Right.
And then I saw the fast and cool bits.
Anyway, back
I'm
to
bored.
Le Game d'Anglais.
Stop saying it in French.
Okay.
No one gives a...
The Hunger Games. The girls on the bus this morning talking about it, they haven't seen it yet. Losers. They were like, have you seen Hunger? They went, no, but they're all five. She was reading out, my family, my mommy and me like to
this
go to
this has nothing
to
do with the Hunger Games.
She's in sixth class. Anyway. I've had a really awesome idea for a movie over the weekend. Can I tell it to you? So it's like Avatar kind of thing. This guy goes into a machine and he gets to go inside his own brain, right? So he comes up in his brain in this kind of Avatar thing, and all the people living inside his brain look like him. All the men look like him. And he says, but where are all the women? And someone says, well, the women have to hide their faces because they're really ugly. And he goes, oh, I want to see a woman. And they say, well, the woman in your brain look like the woman that's the most special woman in your life. So then he goes and he finds out who the woman looks like, which I haven't decided yet. And then he decides he doesn't want to get out of his brain, but then they want to get him out because he's dying or something and he's stuck inside his brain and they can't get him back out of his brain and all the people in his brain look like him.
What's in his brain?
It's called immersion.
But what's in his brain?
Little people look like him.
I know, but what else?
It's
can't
like
be just him.
Whole forests and seas and deserts and all sorts of shit. It's like a whole world inside his brain. Except everyone looks like him and all the women look like his girlfriend or whatever. I think it's really cool
kind of,
idea.
No, it should be like...
It's like Avatar.
Where all the people should be like people he met.
Avatar meets Tron meets the Numbskulls.
No, but
Pixar are actually making a movie of the Numbskulls at the moment, so that might kind of steal its thunder. Yeah, the people should look like people he knows.
Yeah. No, not him. It's like, hello.
But then it'll be like
hello,
the Wizard of Oz. Isn't the Wizard of Oz, like all of the people that she meets, like the Scarecrow and stuff, they all look like people that she knows in real life as well. Anyway, I thought that was a cool idea for movie. I've had lots of ideas for movies. There's also a heist movie with Bradley Cooper, James Franco, and...
Yes, that's me.
And Tom Felton in it. And then there's a movie
awesome,
a bit like Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve called Christmas Eve. It's got Victoria Justice and Jack Black and Owen Wilson in it. And I think it sounds like the best movie ever.
What do you think about The Muppets?
Well, I actually yesterday made a list of my favourite movies of winter to spring. And I put number one, The Muppets. Number two, The Hunger Games. And number three...
Number two, The Hunger Games.
Yeah,
well, are you
and number
serious?
Number three was Jack and Jill. So yeah, I think The Muppets is better than Le Game d'Anglais.
Yeah. Hey, let's all talk about a movie. Let's talk about movies. What movie did you see recently, Michael McAndrew?
I didn't see any movies.
How about you?
I saw The Hunger Games, James.
I saw The Hunger Games on Friday.
We were discussing for the first time.
Are you going to?
Good.
I'll spoil it for you.
Yeah.
They all get hungry and run into a kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy, you know the bit when they were on the train and they were in the buffet carriage?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said to my mom, I said, this is the Hunger Games. They have to decide who gets hungry first after eating all of this. But I'm sick of hearing jokes about the Hunger Games
and
food.
Why is it hungry? Why is it the Hunger Games? They're not hungry.
Because that's one of the main reasons that they die, is because of hunger. You heard James, they were in the training center, the woman said, like 90% of you will die of natural causes.
Yeah.
Because they just go hungry or they go dehydrated. I'm not going to repeat my awesome movie idea from Michael, but basically this guy goes inside his brain.
I came up with the comic idea. The Jimmy and Luke Adventures.
Oh, that's original. But I had an awesome movie where this guy goes inside his brain.
Adventures and
all the people inside his brain look like him. And then...
No, they look like people he met.
They look like people he met, sort of.
No,
it's like Avatar and Tron and all this stuff. But it's called Immersion.
Why do you whisper? Why don't you just say Immersion?
From visionary director Ridley Scott and the producer of Tron Legacy, Immersion. Coming soon to a theater near you.
The producer of Transformers with the duck.
Oh God, no, not Transformers. Oh,
Hands.
We don't want, Hansformers, Duck of the Moon.
Duck of the
we
moon.
Made a video called Hansformers, Duck of the Moon.
Look it up, it's really good.
It's basically
good.
A duck on the moon and he's killing people and it's great fun.
He kills SpongeBob.
And it's got the music from Raiders of the Lost Ark. But it's not it's kind of this lesser known piece.
But it goes really, really good well with it.
Yeah. It kind of fits perfectly. It's really weird. Because it was one of the only soundtracks I had in my iTunes library was Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Well,
just
from my George Washington American Revolution.
Hey, guess what? We didn't have to write it. We got it printed.
I had five
free.
Tests. Five tests yesterday. Five tests.
He got in a fight.
English science history.
Oh my god, he got into a fight. Did you survive the fight?
I did survive. Yes. English and science went well.
Then let's arm wrestle.
History and French went okay, and geography went kind of bad.
I have two tests.
I've only got one today, one tomorrow. That's it.
I have three today, one tomorrow.
All my exams are finishing today.
You lucky so-and-so.
What's a so-and-so?
So-and-so
is like a replacement for you.
Why don't you say you lucky bitch?
That's swearing, James.
Yeah. And I'm used to podcasting when you don't swear.
Yeah, see? He does nice family-friendly podcast.
Well, we swear sometimes.
TalksAboutTech.com Midweek Tech! It's the best tech podcast this side of the cafeteria. Featuring everyone's favorite
Jimmy
Monkey, Todd Wagstaff, plus Michael and his awesome brother Kevin.
At his studio.
Jimmy and let me talk about last night's episode of Touch.
Give me 60 seconds
to describe what happened.
And we'll also do the movie in 60 seconds.
So the boy wrote loads of crazy shit in the wall, then the guy went to a pawn shop, there was a robbery, the guy had cancer, he tried to kill himself with the robber, and then his daughter was an air hostess, there was an Indian man who wanted to drop his father's ashes all over a football pitch, but he couldn't because the pitch was closed, because this guy had robbed a ball from the pitch, and the guy who robbed the ball from the pitch was the robber who had tried to kill the cancerous guy who was getting paid for drug money, and then Kiefer Sutherland had a big fight on the floor, and then the boy ran away from the special needs place where they were keeping him, and then he came back again, and then he ran away again, and then he put a thing on the door, and they opened the door and they came out to a magical land, and then they saved the cancerous guy from killing himself, and then it ended. So am I forgetting anything? Oh, and there were two Japanese women making a funny video podcast at the airport, and they said, oh, we're doing podcasts all week, and then they didn't come into it again until the very end, and
that's good.
that was it.
We're making a podcast
less than 60 seconds. Look. Oh, 60 seconds then.
There you go. So now, let's
it
try
just
and,
turned well, 8:36 when you started.
We can't do Hunger Michael, Games because that was a spoiler
talking,
for Michael.
He started talking at 8:36 and as he finished, it just turned 8:37.
Yeah, what? You can't talk about Hunger Games.
Because it's
we'll do the trailer instead.
No, it's fine.
We'll do the trailer instead, and now you know what it goes like.
Well, let's do a different trailer. Let's do the Avengers trailer.
I don't know that trailer too
well. I do.
You were born to be ruled. I'm here to talk to you about the Avengers Initiative.
Don't do that.
I don't play well with others. Why? Because I'm a millionaire playboy. Something.
Oh, you spit in my face, you piece of shit.
Some assembly required.
What's the next line, James?
Is it when he's walking and they're dragging him away?
No. And then Black Widow goes to Hulk. She goes, oh, come in. And he goes, what if I say no? And then he goes, oh, you pathetic things. You think you can beat me? And he goes, I have an army. We have a Hulk.
We have a Hulk.
And then Thor throws his hammer. And then Black Widow jumps on top of him, and then the beating on the drum starts. Then you have to beat on the table.
From the director of the first three episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
And the Serenity, the number 9 box office sensation,
comes. Avengers Assemble! April 27th.
Sexy babies.
Assemble 2012.
There you go, that's the Avengers trailer. Yeah. Oh, this is much I can remember. I do know the Hunger Games trailer a bit better.
Yeah.
I could also do the trailer for Harry Potter, the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
We just watch these trailers all day.
Do the whistle.
You think you're so great, but you sacrificed yourself and leave nothing for the rest of us.
Here, I have the
us.
Trailer here.
What's that? You thought that you could something yourself and leave so little for the rest of us. That's
Lucian. We can give them the literal trailer.
No, I'm just trying to come up with and leave so little for the rest of us. What's that?
I don't really care.
You could leave them and leave so little for the rest of us. Oh, Dark Knight Rises. It's Catwoman in the Dark Knight Rises. I can do Dark Knight Rises as well.
No, don't. I want to just do this first. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Lucien.
No one wants to hear your stupid little trailer. And that's the order. That's the Order of the Phoenix poster as well.
When is
Dark Knight Rises, yeah. July 20th. Avengers is 27th.
Lucien, everyone loves Tobuscus.
I know.
You have to try the podcast featuring Tobuscus.
But after this, I'm going to do my Dark Knight Rises.
Tobuscus, you ever hear of him?
Yeah.
Tabasco.
Yeah, Tobuscus. It's his song.
No.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
No. Oh
yes, I can do it because it's also my podcast.
Owen the Dobster is here. So you find the French test.
Oh, that was fairly easy.
I didn't know how to do the note. I knew all the verbs and I knew most of the flows, but 8:40.
Right.
James, people are sick of hearing you rip off this guy by playing his music on the show.
You could see it.
Stalker.
Today I picture of tomato sauce that I can use on the artwork. Has tomato sauce seen Le Gambon guy yet?
I'd be pretty freaked out if
Tomato doesn't even know what that is.
Crappy song. It sounds really weird.
Alright James, we've heard enough now. It's time for Dark Knight Rises. Okay? Okay, you can get off, James.
No, it isn't.
Come
on. Did you not write anything for the letter?
I wrote something, yeah. It wasn't what we're supposed to write.
Was that the good bit?
No, I knew that bit. Anyway, I'm doing James. Please, James.
That's the good bit.
You're not even allowed to do this, James. This guy's going to sue us if he catches us doing this.
He's more famous than you.
That's my point. He's gonna sue us if he catches us doing this.
I'll say sponsored. Subscribe to Tobuscus on YouTube.
Subscribe to Tabasco sauce on YouTube.
Tobuscus.
Tabasco. Does it mean like tomato sauce and Tabasco sauce? Well, we're running out of time, Jimmy. We're running out of 1:07. I need to do my trailer.
Awesome. Sorry, we're in a different song.
Okay. Come on, Jimmy. You have to dig in.
They don't want to hear you singing.
And,
like
then, and then the pitch explodes. And then the pitch explodes. He's actually 9. Pitch explodes.
When the dawn breaks, you have my permission to die.
He doesn't do that.
And then I don't want to do that. It's a depressing trailer.
Do you think the Avengers will be a good movie?
I do.
Stay.
I think it'll give me a headache. But a lot of things give me a headache.
What movie?
The Avengers.
No.
Oh yeah.
You can hear that.
Oh yeah, that's all the Marvel though.
Yeah, it just looks loud and noisy, but it looks great.
Did you know that Lucien loves Black Widow?
What?
He loves her and he wants to do it with her. He wants to make an apple pie.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know, just a random person I heard you say.
Scarlet,
are you
going
to play that back?
Black Widow, what?
Are you going to play that back?
On this?
Yeah.
Sort of.
No, are you going to play this?
We're gonna
Michael,
put it up on iTunes.
Shake my hand.
Can you actually hear it properly?
Oh yeah.
I did.
Let's see.
Yeah.
All right, Hunger Games. 60 seconds, James.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll do the first 30. You do the second 30. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So she wakes up. She goes to the reaping, and they pick two people to go in the competition. They pick her. They pick her sister, and then they pick her instead because she wants to volunteer. And then she goes in the big train. She goes to the big city, and they make her look pretty, and they shave her legs. Then she goes up to the hotel and there's the awesome screen that changes to a forest and to all this other shit. And then she goes up into the pedestal and it goes wee wee wee. She goes up to the arena and then they try to kill her.
Akita runs.
She kills some people first and then she shoots a thing and then they go run towards the big cornucopia and then she gets the weapons. Then she goes and finds water and then Rue dies and then she
dances.
And then she dances and then
everyone dies and she finds Vita and they all have sex.
And they try to have berries but then they save them before they have the berries and they survive.
And then they
go to the Caesar Vickerman show and then it ends.
And then they all fuck.
You bought in Rue's death a bit early.
You can't talk like that, Jimmy. You can't. Have you seen it as well?
Yeah, Jimmy.
Hunger Games.
No, it isn't. Show.
Dale and Keanu have joined the gang, but because we removed all chairs before the recording began, they all have to sit on their arses.
Yeah, it's really so we're on the internet.
And the Dubster is here. Dubster who helped me get 90% in my science test.
Put it back in the middle.
He showed me the science test beforehand.
Put it back in the middle.
All right. So I
only looked at one question.
I forgot to put in the muscle down in the eye, whatever it's called. I forgot to put that in, so I'm gonna lose out like five marks for that.
No, we only have to bank six.
Did you? He can only train 7. He can't train 9.
Well, then I've gotten 100% in that case.
Yeah, I got
100%. I don't know. Do you know when the power? No, it's time taken over work done.
Yeah. It's work done over
here. Yeah. I divide by 60. I thought we'd convert the second and next by 10.
Alright, Jimmy.
It added up to 75 from 4,500.
Yeah.
So I thought that's more.
Anyway, this isn't the Jimmy and Luke show. No, that's my mat, you can't rip it. This isn't the Jimmy and Luke show, this is Jimmy and Luke Extra. Extra. And this is a brand new podcast which is going to be explicit all the time.
How's it new?
And we're not gonna edit it. And it's only gonna be done once a month or two. But
what's so special about it?
It's going to be each episode's about a specific thing. This one's kind of supposed to be about the Hunger Games.
Well, we kind of failed at that.
And then next time it's going to be about Titanic 100th anniversary.
Oh yeah, there's like a 3D movie of that.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah, that movie came out like a long time ago.
Is it about people trying to...
The thing is, Titanic the movie came out like a month after I was born. So I always feel a special connection to that movie because it kind of won Best Picture of the year. I've never seen it. I've only seen the first half of it.
I bet the Hunger Games is about people that try to eat.
We've already made that joke.
Really?
They go into a big room at one point on a train, and there's loads of food, and it looks as if they're going to start eating.
Wait, how's they spell it? H-U-N-G-A-R.
Hey, bring it over here.
No,
oh no!
This is definitely exclusive content to
me from grabbing it and bringing it over to Johnny. Hey,
no, wait.
I'm gonna do my Taylor again.
You look like a wild animal.
You're getting back now.
Thank you. What else has happened in the last week, Jimmy? Anyone died? That Australia rules footballing lad died.
Guy flying in Texas.
And he said there's a bomb on board.
He's on shouting about Iran and Iraq and Al Qaeda.
Oh, is that it? You know, I heard this morning there was a thing in Texas, and this guy got up and said, there's a bomb on board, and then this other guy went over to him and gave him and strangled him. And
yeah, he gave him a...
They landed, yeah, yeah, and they...
And they had to take over.
Yeah, yeah, they had to take care of
him. Another pilot had to land.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's a big aboard.
Well, I've got a similar piece of information. Is that there was a guy in McDonald's in the Bible Belt in the USA, somewhere in the Midwest, and he asked for a lemonade, and the waitress said... They didn't have any lemonade, so when she said that, he called the police because they weren't giving any lemonade. And he was sued for wasting police time. And they had a recording of it on the radio.
I want some lemonade.
Sorry, but we don't have any lemonade.
I said I want
fucking lemonade.
I'm calling 911. Yeah. Would you like... Let's check this out. I'll be the 911 woman. I've heard from... She's nice.
Would you like police, ambulance, or fire?
I want police.
Calm down, sir.
Okay. I don't care. Now we'll give me a fucking lemonade.
I'll put you through to the police. Ding, ding.
Hello, police here.
Hello. They won't give me my fucking lemonade.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in McDonald's.
On board the plane, sir. They don't have McDonald's on plane. You're on a plane, you know.
He said they were in McDonald's.
No, they were out of lemonade because they were on a plane.
Did we forget to tell you that the Jimmy and Luke show is being recorded on a jet 30,000 feet above the...
It is actually Jimmy and Luke Extra. We don't want to get the picture.
Jimmy and Luke Extra. Can I verify that it is being recorded on a plane?
Yes, it is.
And the wing is on fire now.
Jimmy, I'll have to give my movie idea for the fourth time now. There's a guy and he goes inside his brain. And everyone inside his brain looks like him. And he does all this awesome stuff, and it's called
immersion.
This is actually recorded
from visionary director
in the school canteen.
Just don't say. Did you just say the name of the school? Oh, good.
Because
I did not mean
it.
4122 4122.
The name of the school is called
401.
Thank Jimmy and Luke.
Okay, okay, because we don't want to have to edit out all your rude things, because if I start editing this, I'll edit out everything. So if you don't want me to edit out the fun swearing and rude jokes, then don't give away any names of the school.
I call it rude, but not
let's
jokes.
Just say that we are the Bish. Because now the Bish are going to get a bunch of perverted internet people going along going, where are Jimmy and Luke?
We're actually up the road
from there. Oh, shut up!
We could be in Salerno.
That's too close. They might come to this school instead of Salerno if they get
the Jazz.
Now you just gave away two schools.
Actually,
two schools very far away, sorry.
Well, I know people in the Jazz, so I don't want them to get... Oh, I just said the name!
Sure, no, they know. If they want to find out what school they go to.
Giving the names of schools in Galway isn't going to get, like...
Michael, they can just find out, because he said my name. They just go into my Facebook, you know what school I go to.
I called you the Dobster. You're Owen Dobon. I didn't give away the last two letters of your...
And I'm Jimmy.
This is the biggest group ever for a Jimmy and Luke extra.
Graham,
Key, and Tomato Sauce, and Johnny, and Owen, and Michal, and Keanu, and Jimmy and Luke are here.
The
Greyhound.
30,000 feet.
We've got 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Oh no. Or four.
Or three.
See, when Miss C passes by and sees everyone leaning over, I think she knows something. Okay, go and study. Buy tomato sauce. Tomato sauce out. He normally says that. Why didn't he say it?
He's falling towards the sea. Oh no!
Okay,
there's a bomb on board! Okay, guys, I'm officially leaving the plane.
We have to crash land the plane now.
Have you talked about gone yet?
About what?
Gone.
With Amanda Seyfried.
No, Michael Grant.
Oh,
they're
gonna run through. No, I haven't read them. There's a movie called God coming out next week with Amanda Seyfried in it about a serial killer. It sounds like great fun. Okay, my last words are going to be leave all my podcasts to Dalo. Because he's over there, we don't want him to get in the plane. Stay away, Dalo.
Got left.
Boom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Okay. What's written on this sheet? Anyway?
These are my Matt's words. Oh, this quince part.
The video.
Anyway, Jimmy and I are on the podcast.
So angles for
some people don't get it the first time.
What's so bad about having an iPod?
We're recording a podcast. She comes over and she says, what are you doing? We're recording a podcast. What's the name of the podcast? Jimmy and Luke Show. She goes on to it and hears all the nasty things we say about teachers and then we get expelled. Because you see, Tomato Sauce normally comes on and talks about certain teachers being lesbians. And I only cut out the names of the teachers.
Oh, God.
So you can still kind of guess who they are.
Oh,
and
God,
if you are from the school. And
oh, my God.
It's not good.
I can't believe I'm taking part of this thing.
Is Mr. Tranny a man or a woman?
Mr. Who?
Tranny.
Mr. Tranny. I don't know Mr. Tranny, but I'd say he's a woman.
Mr. Tranny. All right. Like,
1 or 2 minutes left.
It's a cryptic code. Who would be Mr. Tranny?
Do you say that? You're only bullying him because you like him. Do you say that to somebody?
No.
Me? Yeah.
I didn't say you're only bullying
him. Oh, he said... what did he say?
I don't know. What did you say?
I'm on a monologue. You know, I say whatever I want.
I don't understand a word of what you're saying, James. Ask me the question again, okay? Who said you only bullied him because you like him?
I said something completely different.
All right.
I said, go away.
Says the man who hates Christmas.
Joking.
You do martial arts. I won't touch you.
I don't do martial arts anymore. How dare you
insult me? I do. You did when you were like six, and I have pictures to prove it.
I have pictures. I have pictures of Kian doing martial arts on my desktop.
So did Adam Doyle. So did Tom Mooka.
Why are you giving away their full names?
Imagine this.
Oh.
Now they're going to look them up on Facebook and find out where they are.
I just want to know Tom Beach.
Dadam Oil and Omtuka.
T
We
gave away White Tagstaff's name earlier because we said he's the best performing monkey this side of the school cafeteria.
He's co-host of Vidy Tech anyway, so everyone knows his name.
Go on to talks about
Imagine
tech.
Table,
it's not T-E-K like some of our more intellectually challenged listeners have been going to talks about T-E-K.com. It's actually T-E-C-H, you know, I wouldn't have thought it, but it is. That's his website. Talksabouttek.com, where there are three fantastic podcasts and another page, which I don't quite understand, called Posts.
Yeah, just that's where I
it's
just
put up everything. And there's a funny video of some real steel robots.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So the three podcasts is Talks About Tech Weekly. There's the one with Tig, which is Midweek Tech.
Michael's
and
show.
We are.
I can't believe
he's an advertiser. Don't show yet. Naughty man. You have to do it eventually. Okay.
JL200 and homophobe, but I'm sitting here with Owen Dobik. JL244 Dobik. You contributed to the podcast.
We all talk.
Rap a few bars.
Really
great. Thank you. So, rap a few bars for us about the podcast. Will you shake it up into the
All right, let's go. All right, come on now.
This is the podcast.
Nigger.
Yeah, okay. Do you have another beat to go?
Mike got potato. Yeah.
Mike got potato. Yes, he did. He is just like a tato kid.
Mr. Tato is a nigger.
What did he say?
You got the recording. Thanks, Mike. Find out.
So, it's a very exciting week here on the JL show because so many new reasons that it's exciting we don't know. Very exciting week here on the JL show. Because I genuinely have nothing. I got nothing. How do these people get kind of work? Like Irish Irish government going. Quieter today, so.
Oh yeah, I
watched. Let's watch it again. So the first trailer came out for Star Wars Rogue One. I watched it again at home with the sound turned off and a big screen, and it was like.
It looks kind of like.
It looks like Godzilla.
No,
it does. It's got the same drones, people in helicopters with the sun going past them. It's very Godzilla-y. If you're not watching it yet, Michael.
Wow,
you're in for a treat.
Wow. Your forehead is on this, so.
I
don't
do it.
I think I'm your man, and kind of.
But they love.
What's
Steve Richards' story the other day.
Oh, that's so
he is Jesus.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
He's got like 400 Snapchat friends, so that was the most. That was the most.
So go pick a round.
You should have done that since school.
Let's start.
Shane Kelly, welcome back to the JL Show. How was your Easter? We haven't spoken to you in quite a while. Yeah, it's very difficult. That's not an accident. How are you becoming off? So we're going to start the show with one of your favorite segments. It's This Week in JL Show History. I'm never doing that voice again. This week in 2015, it was episode 186, The Liberal View. On the eve of the day of Jesus' death, several charming JL Show contributors, Henry Luke, Owen Shane, token females, Jade and Chloe Rooney.
When it's God almighty, they've been on the show in a long time.
To come together to talk about April Fool's Day, Political Leash, the introduction of West Side Story, Periscope, episode 200 Blunts, Bruce Springsteen, and OS/Killian's Birthdays. This week in 2014, episode 110, Blue French Horn. Jimmy and Luke's latest podcast episode is available for your listening pleasure. The How I Met Your Mother finale. They're having a conversation right there. Completely inaudible what we're saying.
I'm in their conversation.
The HIMYM finale. It's the 4th of the 4th, 14. Where the Horror Goes plays to 400 people at a festival. Do you like our April Fool's Day joke? This week in 2014, episode 111. This week in 2014, episode 100.
Just hold it closer to your mouth and speak quieter.
Episode 118, Game of Spoilers. El último. I'm just practicing Spanish oral. El último episodio de Jimmy and Luke Show he llegado y es tan basura como de costumbre.
Excellent.
Luke reviews Noah. An upcoming episode may entirely be in rap.
Oh, that didn't happen. Let's do that.
Yo, it's the JL Show. I'm here with Shane in the canteen, bro. Then we're gonna eat our vegetarian meal until Michael, a child, does feel. Then there's going to be some crack, and we will have a heart attack. Richard was in religion class. He took out his phone, Mr. P gave him a pass. He did a face swap with a wooden Jesus. When Mr. Purcell saw it, he went, oh, Jesus! That was a thing that Destiny said in the film, Beware the Horror. Ghost dead. The ghost was dead. And it was great, and they all laughed at the film festival. They asked for an autograph. Then they said this film is good and they gave it an award, as they should. But in the yearbook, when I put in a paragraph about the fact that we won that award and laughed, and then the printers fucked it up and the page was tragically cut. So the people of the school, the parents, the students, the teachers, the bishop, that fool, they didn't know about the prize I won because the printer was so dumb. Shane is here, he is real great. He wears a blue shirt for the GAA. His initials are SK. The second one is the K. If you have three Ks, it makes the KKK. They hate blacks. They also hate gays. They're not okay. Frank Underwood's dad was in the KKK. Oh dear, that's a spoiler for season 5 of House of Cards.
Fuck you.
But don't worry, we can't spoil the show, even though I am a spoiling retard. We are in school, it is real cool. There are blinds, we can download, we can pull. And some people have to figure out the trick. Only certain people can do it really quick. We started this podcast in 2012. It's surprising that none of us are dead, although we have lost a few along the way, because Casper moved to Dublin.
Oh my.
I don't think he was gay. No. Because Casper moved to Dublin.
I can tell the FBI went dead.
No, it's Casper. Oh, yeah. None of them were dead. But we lost a few along the way. Casper moves to Dublin. Not just for a holiday. Also, Dean graduated from school. He is now doing cartoons. He's so cool. Jimmy didn't talk to us anymore because he doesn't have a personality. Also, we had to deal with the finality of the final season of the show. 10, 8, 9, 8 more episodes to go. We're going to have so much fun bantering about the bantering about the our 5-year run. Mike is not the Hulk, he's him. He's not the Hulk, oh no. He is our favorite on the show. But some people might say they prefer Ciggo. But Ciggo is doing independent study. Nothing rhymes with study. So now you have to understand it through a different word. The school installed an expensive intercom system. That was shit. What were they drinking when they were doing that, spending that cash? Oh my god, the intercom is trash. The principal comes over and making announcements. And she says, listen up, students and parents. And she says, we got a cake sale. We're going to sell cakes. And I'll go around for a shot. Listen, Rob. She says, there's going to be a bake sale. We're going to sell sweets. And you're going
to... All the players...
You're going to...
What are you from New Zealand?
There's going to be a cake shop in the canteen. We are going to sell cakes and you'll... Off your sugar, we will wean you. And then Matthew McConaughey is an actor.
Nothing wrong with Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey was in Interstellar. That was a movie that was... That couldn't have been better. Also really good in 2014 was Whiplash with J.K. Simmons. There was drumming in that film. There was drumming.
What? I shit you not. On the other side, right? He's a distant cousin.
Well, my great uncle was married to a Manchester United, so.
I swear to Christ, he's my cousin. Like, okay. My cousin.
Wait, on the other side.
Ronan McGowan's
mother. Mike. No. Don't say it. We were just doing this, Jane and I were just bouncing around. Episode 100 was so good. James and I traveled. Episode 100 was really fine. Jimmy and I travel back in time. It was great. Michael died because he was the villain. Because he cried, I hate you, Lucy, and you do suck. Because you said that I fucking Fraserized Ryan Johnson film. Ryan Johnson is now making Star Wars Episode 8. Ryan Johnson is great. We love him. Video Sullivan. He is a cool guy. He makes films. He is. He really tries, but he cannot form a sentence because he made. Maybe his. He has crossed eyes. There is a certificate on the wall saying that we won an award for Tennyson Ennis, but nothing rhymes with Ennis. There is a certificate on the wall saying that we
best of them all.
Best of them all. Because we won an award for the work. Because we won an award for our work. If you go to Turkey, if you come from Turkey, you're a Turk. Jesse Payne said, yo, bitch, we did the show.
We talked about John Malkovich.
When we were casting our show, we talked about Malkovich. Malkovich used to be in Black Sail, used to be in Crossbones, but Crossbones was canceled because... Also in that movie was Mary Elizabeth Parker. She is great. She was in for the devil. But then she would not be a pirate. Her name would probably be Mohammed. And then she wouldn't get through the airport because our country, since Muslims are, our Muslims, we are scared. Thinking that they're going to do terrorist attacks. Because of the Vatican.
If she was there, she would have been with Bruce Willis. She would have been the good guy, and she'd be the villain.
But instead, it was Helen Mirren, who was shooting at Willis in that film. Helen Mirren also starred in Book of Secrets. In NGTBO. Helen Mirren also starred in National Treasure 2. In that movie, she was Nicolas Cage's mom.
Was she in the first one?
Can I do like a slow rap?
No, we're gonna do
change money comes from a big house. In his house, there is a legal clause that says that if you open the door, you will hear. We saw the U.S. the U.N. building. It was fun. Luckily, there weren't any ISIS people with guns.
This is really fun, but yeah.
When they were there, they met Fiona Higgins. He was great. I like Thomas Higgins, who now has a drag queen act.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Officer Ed Sheeran, he was pretty cool. He met Dolly, drinking a beer.
So you see Ed Sheeran?
All right, I'll talk to you about it.
All right, so I'll see you later.
I'm not saying it right
yet. You're in camping. A lot of we were in camping in Captain Mayo. When we were there, Jimmy got scared. But also there was
Jimmy screamed, "Where for the round?"
Because Pablo dressed, because dressed like a reindeer Pablo was. Go back to Mexico, you filthy.
What rhymes with it?
Wow. Dressed like a reindeer was Pablo. Go back to Mexico.
Yo,
go back to Mexico. Buy your coat. Mexico's pretty well.
He's a cool guy. In the morning, I didn't have a flight. I had some shitty pasta. That's not a bad.
Okay.
Some shitty pasta. We knew it as well, so I was here today.
I ate pasta that Ziggins was cooked, but it wasn't cooked. So I was. My chest was.
The guy stayed all over. We were all night, he was Mr. Siggins. Also, there was Mr. Siggins.
I had a pasta, my Siggins was cooked, my throat was so dry, I talked like John. If you grow into a turkey, that ain't gonna be nice. Here they go. We have the verse, Bop. The guy is playing with a girl. If it was Camogie, he'd categorically be a girl. Okay. Lulu claims to be from Ireland, but she's blatantly Chinese and fuck you.
Nothing
rhymes with Ireland.
Ireland?
Lulu claims to be from Ireland, but from her ethnicity, she's from a. We assume that she's from a foreign land. A land of communist leadership, Mao. The little red book. Is what we need now. We need a socialist government so that our taxes will be spent on proper facilities, proper manufacturing, proper facilities, proper infrastructure, like bigger schools, bigger hospitals, and
jumpers.
You might think I'm racist. I'm nice. I really am. But honestly, I think you lose will be enough.
LBJ sent the troops in the rice paddy.
Fields.
In the rice paddies, they had to recoup when the troops were lost at war. War is bad. So is.
We're running with a war.
War is bad. Right with war. War is bad. Something R. Right? War is bad. What is it for? War since the pod began include these, the war in Libya and the war in Greece. But that one was not on the battlefield, it was in the parliamentary. The Parliament of Athens.
That's the right field, that's our field. 13 minutes in. I love it.
We should tell the listeners that the trailer has just come out for Rogue One, a Star Wars tour.
We're both on a sham. I wish we had saw a free public tour.
This is me.
Hey, what do you want to see TV with me?
I don't know what that means.
is true.